firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio
playing. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today. This Hump Day, Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now was the candidate Timothy Jacobs for Montmorency County Clerk. Tim is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
What the hell is going on in Montmorency County?
Oh, my gosh. So the whole thing started when the incumbent clerk had requested to put a millage proposal back on the ballot that she had wrote up and failed. And there was a board meeting, and essentially nobody wanted to talk about the millage. They wanted to talk about some anomalies they found within the ballots in the county. And some of the anomalies that were found, we have six signed affidavits to confirm, our ballots were being rotated improperly within a single precinct. So what that means is, essentially, your incumbent would be on top in your ballot, and the challenger would be on the bottom, and that would rotate based on the precinct alphabetically. But what we found in Briley Township and Hillman Township was that they were being rotated twice within the same precinct. So, for instance, I would be on top in one, Cheryl would have been on the bottom, and then they were rotating within the same precinct, which is illegal to do. The reason this is an issue is because the way the tabulator reads, it could be incorrectly reading the oval.
Now, one of the issues that I heard was that there was even newly discovered ballots that weren't even counted in a couple of the precincts. Is there any truth to that rumor?
That I'm not positive on. There are a bunch of different things. So, like, one of the things that we had noticed was anomalies when it came to the early vote. So for each race in the early vote, starting with the treasurer's race, there were 70 votes. Then the clerk's race had 71, the sheriff had 72, and the commissioner had, like, 73. So you're telling me in one precinct you had a difference of one vote per race? That just doesn't make sense. And then when you look at the absentee on the same side, it went 80, 81, 82, 83. And then when you looked at the totals, it went 300, 600, 900. There's just too many irregularities there for me to honestly say there isn't something larger at play with the tabulator.
Well, those multiplications of the numbers would almost indicate some kind of algorithm put into the machines as they tabulated the adjudication ballots. Any ballots that were adjudicated not properly marked, not properly colored in, maybe they skipped or undervoted on the ballot, maybe that sent it to adjudication, and then that's where adjudication kicks in within the machines. Are you guys collectively talking about, are the commissioners talking about a hand recount?
So at the last board meeting, it was motioned by Mary Hardis to contact our county attorney and get recommendations on how to proceed. There were three things that were on the table at that point. It would have been a complete hand recount that the county would cover because it was not at fault to the candidates. The second would be a complete remail of the ballot where everybody in the county would have received a ballot by mail, which would be the most costly. And then the third option was just to completely wipe everything out, put everything back on the ballot for November, minus the millage that was brought up on Tuesday that failed. That would be the only thing left off. The commissioners wanted to contact the attorney and have an answer by tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. so they would know how to proceed. So there is a special commissioners meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. But one of the recommendations would be to put it on the ballot in November because there's no Democrat candidates running?
Correct.
So without any Democrats running, you could basically do a do-over of the August 6th primary because only Republicans were on the ballot, so you could basically do your runoff on the November 5th ballot.
Correct.
Well, you're going to have an election. You're prepared to pay for an election in November. That may be the best way to do this.
Well, right. And here's the thing, too, is when the millage proposal was brought up on Tuesday, the main reason the county clerk brought it up was due to low voter turnout. We had 34% turnout in Montmorency County. Well, if you're willing to bring up a millage at 34%, I lost my race because of low voter turnout. You know what I mean? So why not put everything back on there? If that's going to be your argument, and you have 36 years of experience, but this is your argument, I think you need to take a long, hard look at everything else in play. 34% is a very, very low turnout. There was hardly any early, 71 early votes, 80 absentee in the entire county, 9,000 people. I mean, to me, that's a joke. Let's put it back into November and let the people actually decide.
Now, there are going to be a lot of people coming to this special meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Board of Commissioners meeting. Who are some of the folks that you know as of right now who plan to come and speak during this commissioners meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock?
So I've reached out to Todd Smallenberg. He's planning on being there. Todd Britton out of Alpena is planning on being there. The Alpena News is planning on being there to cover. I have two people from Election Integrity planning to be there and speak as well about the anomalies they are finding within the state. And then I've reached out to Cliff Tolini and Brett out of Emmett County because those two are also, from what we're gathering, seeing in, anomalies within their elections as well. So I'm hoping to hear back 100% that they can show up too.
Okay, very good. Now, last question. Is this going to be a final vote determination at this meeting tomorrow? Is that what you expect to be on the agenda, that they're actually going to vote to decide exactly what they're going to do with this screwed up primary election?
That's what I gather is going to happen because I know the filing deadline for a recount is Friday. So they want to have as much information and everything in on Thursday so they can make a decision as a county. And I think the more people we can get there to show their anomalies, not just in Montmorency, but Presqu'île, Emmett, Alpena, gives them all the validation they need to scrap this thing and move forward with a November runoff.
Right. Especially, again, stressing the point, folks, there's no Democrats on the ballot in Montmorency County, correct?
Nope. Correct.
Not one?
Not one. Not in Montmorency, no.
Okay, so there is no reason why they couldn't push this to November, and whoever wins on November is basically the elected official.
Right. Winner take all.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Text message coming in. Rumors that Jocelyn Benson and or Dana Nessel may be coming. Have you heard those rumors?
I have. I actually just got off the phone before you called with Election Integrity, and they're hearing the same thing, that Benson and Nessel are on their way up here to investigate certain anomalies in northern Michigan. They were hearing Presqu'île as well as us, as well as Alpena and Emmett. I haven't heard anything out of Montmorency County yet as far as somebody being here. I know there was a state of Michigan car that was sighted at the courthouse yesterday, but nobody really knows what they were there for. So that's kind of all speculation, but, you know, it's very possible they show up tomorrow, too.
Unbelievable.
You know, and my concern, Randy, is, you know, they're trying to push this forward to basically eliminate canvassers. This would give them prime reason to do so if we're certifying elections under incorrect pretenses, and our canvassers in our county looks like a joke. And it's been speculation for a long time that our county is in shambles when it comes to elections. This would give them the ultimate firepower to say, hey, we got to do away with this.
Well, one of the things that hasn't been decided in court yet is Jocelyn Benson pushing for Senate Bill 603 regarding local canvassers handling recounts if fraud is alleged. So here's the point of the matter. The people have got to show up en masse. If you live in Montmorency County, folks, instead of listening to the show, you need to be there at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to get up and speak up at public comment, which they will allow. And you need to address these commissioners and hold this current clerk accountable, because these screw-ups, again, they've been going on for years. She's been doing this, you said, for 36 years. You think she would understand how to run an election?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's things that she's avoiding that are right in the training manual that, like, our treasurer looked into, because she's on the election commission. So she looked over the manual and knows how to run an election better than the clerk. I mean, you shouldn't have to know the clerk's job, but apparently you do, because you can't ask questions because she's not an attorney and she doesn't know. That's her answer for everything. I would also encourage not just Montmorency County, but if you're hearing this in Presque Isle, Alpena, you know, any of the surrounding counties, Alcona, and you're seeing anomalies as well, it would be beneficial to show up, because the more people we can get to stand in unison on this, the absolute better it's going to be for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, I'll be on the radio tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. We won't be able to cover it. If the meeting concludes before noon, give me a text message. I'll have you on the show to give a field report what they decided, what they're going to do, whether or not Jocelyn Benson showed up, exactly where they're going to take this. But I think it's critical for people to show up at that meeting tomorrow in absolute mass. I mean, I'm so ticked off about this thing, Tim. My throat's closing up. I can barely talk.
Oh, I agree. I mean, us too. You know, we're sitting back kind of, you know, waiting to see how this all plays out. But to me, it seems like something happened. You know, there's just too much coincidence for me to believe that everything was clean and legit.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow what they decide. And then, like you say, recounts have to be filed by Friday. So we'll have to see where it goes. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a good day. We'll be in contact tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
How y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of text messages on topic to the conversation we just had with Timothy Jacobs, Montmorency County Clerk candidate, who, according to the unofficial screwed up results, lost his clerk race. Elizabeth down in Howell, listening to the show online, says, why push it out to November? Audit it. Does the process work? Or doesn't it? Now, the clerk claims it was low voter turnout. Montmorency was 34%. She claims that's why the ballot proposal failed. Well, if you wait until November when the turnout's going to be bigger because of the presidential election, the ballot proposal will probably fail by even more votes. But the question will be, if the election is so screwed up that an audit wouldn't even fix it, you got ballots that weren't counted, you got newly found ballots, God only knows what the heck's been going on for a week and a day now since last Tuesday's election, push it to November. No Democrats are on the ballot. Do a runoff. Winner takes all. Give these candidates time to campaign. So you're the current clerk. I'm so incompetent, I screwed up the August 6th primary, reelect me in November. Yeah, how well does that message gonna sing true to the voters of Montmorency? They're going to be in the headlines, folks. Jocelyn Benson, who's going to be running for governor in 2026, is bringing her photographer with her and the TV cameras will show up. Mount Morenci is going to be in the headlines. You honestly think this incompetent clerk who screwed up this election has a snowball chance of winning in November? The thing of it is, you have to understand, this is happening in other counties. Again, Antrim's still waiting to be certified either today or tomorrow. We'll find out, I guess, before the county convention tomorrow night. Now I'm hearing rumors that Presque Isle County isn't certified yet. Alpena's not certified yet. Emmett's not certified yet. But yet Wayne County was certified at 4 or 6 p.m. on Friday down in Detroit. As screwed up as they are, they were done before the weekend. Here it is, hump day Wednesday, and we're still not done up here in northern Michigan. Something smells. We are going to have to absolutely show up in mass at this meeting tomorrow at the Board of Commissioners 9 a.m. meeting in Mount Morenci County, the county building. You've got to go there, folks. You need to see this with your own eyes. You need to make public comment, especially if you live in Mount Morenci County. This is a total debacle. Unbelievable. So, show up at this meeting. Text me messages during the meeting tomorrow's show. Let me know what's happening. Let me know what's going on. We have got to bring light to this situation. We need to expose this incompetent clerk and this election process in Mount Morenci County. Unbelievable. Now, the last couple of things I want to remind you, I had three different text messages going out today. MyPillow MP. If you want the contact information to place your order to save 50, 60, 70, 80% free shipping using the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, text me MP for MyPillow. Epoxy Pro, text me EP. I'll send you the link to that. And then lastly, if you want to get the 100 cards along with rear window stickers and business cards shipped to your house, business, office, text me cards. And I'll text you the information to go to acconservatives.org's website. Donate $25. We will ship it out to you. We have the cards. We have the stickers for the rear windows. We have the business cards. We have the padded envelopes. And we pay the $5 at the post office to priority ship it to you. That way we can track it. It's insured. If they lose it in the mail, we get our money back and can ship you another one. The process, folks, I always talk about the process. It's very simple. Campaigns that spend the money win if the votes are counted properly. When you have these kind of anomalies happening, you have to ask yourself, what the heck happened? You're going to hand count the ballots to make sure adjudication process didn't take place in the machines? Start counting. And in my opinion, there in Mount Morenci, the candidates shouldn't have to pay for it. This is a screwed up election. Bottom line, screwed up election has to be fixed. One of the things you have to understand, the process is important. That's it for today's show. Text me those three requests. I'll send them to you throughout the day and tonight. Now back to the music, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur.